May God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ give to you grace and peace. The Word of God upon which we meditate this morning is in the fifth chapter of the letter to the Romans, the first 11 verses. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Dr. Karl Barth wrote a commentary on the Romans, and I suppose it's going to become necessary now to distinguish between the doctors Karl Barth, and this morning I'm talking about the other one, the one who taught in Switzerland. He wrote a commentary on Romans that appeared in 1918. And a later observer wrote that when Barth's Roman commentary came out, it fell like a bombshell on the theologian's playground. All the little games and charades the theologians liked to play were devastated by Barth's commentary. And no doubt one reason for the devastating effect of that book was the subject matter, the Epistle to the Romans. For the Epistle to the Romans is the word of God which blows the whistle on all the charades and games the theologians are prone to play, and even here at Concordia Seminary. This morning I would like to direct your attention to five words from the fifth chapter of Romans. And please hear these words well. Let them fall like a bombshell in your own life. May you go out from chapel today never again to play any theological games or charades, because God has spoken to you. Five words from the fifth chapter of Romans. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the ungodly. Well, one of the things in St. Luke's Gospel is that Jesus did indeed give up his life for those who were great sinners. And I have no trouble with that at all. Tax collectors, prostitutes, Samaritans, shepherds, the lower the better. He associated with them. And because he associated with them, the righteous Pharisees criticized him. Our Lord's rejoinder was that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Well, unlike those righteous Pharisees, it causes me no great personal problem to see our Lord associating with such people. I rejoice that he went after them then, and I praise God whenever he goes after someone with the gospel who is down and out today. And it doesn't threaten me at all. My palms wouldn't sweat in the least if I found myself sitting in a pew or spending eternity next to someone who had been a convict, a prostitute, or whatever you might have. And so when we say Christ died for the ungodly, and we think of those who are lower in society, it doesn't faze me in the least. But that is exactly the place where God dropped his bombshell on my little theological field. And so today I have to say, mea culpa. Christ died for the ungodly. Christ also died for me. I am one of the ungodly for whom he died. He hung on the cross because of me. Mea culpa. Mea maxima culpa. I must confess that deep down in my bones there is this lingering notion that I did not contribute all that much to the death of Christ on the cross. I was baptized within 2 weeks of my birth. I was baptized at home. From little on, I always wanted to be a pastor and serve in the church. I've led a decent life by anyone's standards. I tried to serve faithfully as a parish pastor. I try to serve faithfully now. I enjoyed my work in the field, and I'm very happy doing what I do now. By all respects, I have led a good and decent life. And so there lingers in my bones this terrible and damning notion that I did not really contribute that much to the death of Christ on the cross. Mea culpa. Mea maxima culpa.